Joined here with Michael Duffy, Derry City's goal scorer. Mikey, what a way to end a game. Wonderful goal, and what's that, 10 for the season, is it?
It's 10 now, hey, so I'm delighted to get the double figures, and I can't beat a last minute winner in such a huge game. It was massive for us tonight, and very important one, so delighted.
Coach Pitchy, you know, in contention for that second spot. I know you always say that you're not looking at a game like that, it's just one game at a time, but yeah. He's in the driving seat now, maybe for that second spot.
It does, we're in a great position now, and we just look, is it like a game at a time, and 2 weeks now we go down to Waterford and we just try to win again, and it's in our hands now really to finish second, so we know we're in a great position, we're in a good run at the minute, and everyone's positive in there, so and that was big for us tonight, we needed that one at home.
Did you ever think at one stage that the goal wasn't going to come? You sort of battered them for the last 25 minutes of that game. Did you think it wasn't going to come through?
No, whenever you're on the pitch, even though the last 10 minutes my legs were beat there, but I still felt like we were going to get one more chance there. Just, I thought we were playing good attacking football in the second half, and there was loads of crosses going on, loads of half chances, loads of shots around the edge of the box. It just felt like someone was going to fall this, and I felt like we deserved it. And that was the last 10 seconds or something. It was a great ball from Robbie Benson into me, so I'm buzzing.
What a turn of cities at half time, you were done at 0-0 at half time. What did he say?
Said the games are if they're ticking, and they up the tempo of it, and just try to be a bit more braver in attacking areas. And I thought we did that. We came out and we created so many chances in the second half, and obviously it was getting a bit frustrating at times, but we just had that belief, which we've had in the last few weeks, that no matter what, we're going to win this game, and we went and done it.
Of course, Sligo didn't make it easy. They came here with their plan, and it seemed to be working too. It looked like a team that maybe was going to try and get away with that point, but you know, they had a good team, a good plan here tonight.
Yeah, they did.
They held these out.
Sligo's a brilliant team, and where they are in the league, I don't think they should be there. You know, they have some quality players in their team, and attacking areas are dangerous on the break. And to be fair, our defence kept them quiet tonight, and I know they broke on us a few times, but I'm not too sure if Brian had a save to make, really. I can't remember making a save. So the boys defended brilliant tonight, and that's a huge one for us.
Of course, you're back here now a few years, Michael. And again, you've signed another long-term deal, another few years. You did say when you first came back, this is where you wanted to finish your career. And looks like that's probably what's going to happen now. You're here now, you signed at 2028.
Aye, hopefully. That's whenever I came back here, that's always what I wanted to do. I'm back at my hometown club. Delighted to sign another 3 years, and look, I just really want to be successful at the club, and I know hopefully we can go and finish second this year and it'll be a great year with all the changes and stuff, but I hope that we can just kick on next year and get that bit closer, and I just want to be successful here and win trophies.
Of course, it was a long time coming. It was rigmarole over it. It took a wee bit of time for them to put that deal on the table, but when it went on the table, no hesitation at all from you.
No, there was a wee bit of discussions going back and forth for a while there, as you do, like, you know what I mean, negotiations, but I'm glad that we got it sorted, and I'm delighted. I think the club's delighted, and it's great for everyone, really, so I'm buzzing.
Thank you.